Washington is cognizant of Pakistan's strategic utility, and President Donald Trump had himself praised Islamabad's role in countering terrorism. This is apart from the telephonic calls from Secretary of State Marco Rubio and others at the helm, hinting at a broad-based cooperation in times to come. The flurry of visits that the U.S. delegates had undertaken hints at the desire for resetting ties after an uneven graph of crests and troughs in the recent past. Moreover, the renewed interest that U.S. businessmen had elicited in Pakistan's mineral exploration potential could pitch bilateralism to new heights. In that spirit, Pakistan is also planning to send a high-powered delegation to the U.S. to offset the impact of the 29% tariff slapped on its exports, and it is very likely that a middle ground will be reached to save the staggering $6 billion trade. The mosaic of interaction, nonetheless, has some pinching realities to address, and they cannot be wished away. The pro-democracy legislation introduced in the U.S. Congress is a case in point that wants to ensure that excesses committed in the wake of the February 8, 2024 elections are undone, and political prisoners, including former Prime Minister Imran Khan, released. This is likely to torpedo the specter of bilateralism in weeks and months to come, if not addressed with compassion. The Pakistani diaspora is eager for a balanced tie-up, and their desire for mushrooming of democracy must be respected. The recent visit of the U.S. congressman to Islamabad, nonetheless, has raised hopes for a reset in ties, because it was the first such hobnobbing in 2 years. However, it seems there is an overreading by both the government and the opposition, i.e. the PTI, in underscoring hopes in the delegation's air dash. The senior legislators were touring in their personal capacity and were not representing the Trump administration. Yet, the envelope was pushed forward as there was unanimity in consolidating the relationship and graduating it into new horizons of trade, commerce, technology transfer, and regional security. It's time to address the irritants by making the relationship purely people-centric.